T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And tomorrow afternoon on ESPNU, Memphis at 2-0 going to take on South Alabama. That game will be on ESPNU. Rennie Ngolia is going to be on the call, and he joins us now. Rennie, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Just hanging out in a very hot Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah, no, it's hot here, too. I don't know what it is. I'm ready for fall. Appreciate you joining us, as always. When you look at this Memphis team, you've been on some Memphis games in the past. This one's pretty different. Now, again, it's only 2 games through, and offensively, they certainly woke up against an overmatched Southern team, but they win a little bit differently these days. What do you see, and what have you seen from Memphis this year?
Yeah, I mean, I like Memphis. As you said, I've called a bunch of their games in the past. I think Mike Norvell just isn't one of the best coaches in the group of five. I really think he's one of the best coaches in college football. I like Dustin Woodard, their center. He's the anchor of that offensive line, that running attack. Now, obviously, Patrick Taylor's banged up. I think the offense really will go through him once they get into the meat of the season. But he's got to get healthy. I love their wide receiver core, Pop Williams, Coxey, and then Brady White. Listen, it's invaluable to have an experienced quarterback back there leading the ship. And then defensively, man, that defensive front. I mean, you look at the defensive line, you got a lot of experience there. Linebackers are playing well. You got Austin Hall, who's like that linebacker, safety type of hybrid that's a leader back there. You got TJ Carter at the corner. I mean, they have all the experience and tools back to compete in the American this year. I really do. So I think they're in a good position, and they got to get this one tomorrow, no doubt.
Brett McMurphy has got him tabbed to go to the Cotton Bowl, and I think a lot of it based on the fact that he thinks they're going to be so much better defensively under Adam Fuller, the new DC who came over from Marshall, and to your point, has a team that had been some pretty good individual players. He's kind of meshed them all together. They're 12th in defense nationally. Does it have the look of a New Year's Six day of a Cotton Bowl type team? Do you? What kind of factors would play into that if it doesn't?
It's early now, and I know Brett McMurphy has to make those predictions.
Sure.
That's what he does. It's early. Do they have the tools to win the American and make it to a combo? Absolutely they do. I really like Adam Fuller. I think he's a great DC to replace Chris Ball. I was a big Chris Ball fan. But Fuller had top 25 defense at Marshall, and you're right. He's got a great core of defensive players. And let's the million-pound elephant in the room? They haven't been able to get past UCF.
Right.
And that is the hurdle. So they can't look ahead to that. They have to take it. I know it's cliche, one game at a time.
But you're right.
But if everything, if they can get, Houston, I think, is the other one that's real early that intrigues me with Dana Holgorsen down there. But right now, if you were going to ask me who's going to meet in the American Conference Championship, I would say it's Memphis and UCF once again. And they have to get by a prolific UCF offense. I don't care what quarterback is running that system. I live in Orlando, so I see it every day.
Yep.
They are a dangerous team offensively. But I think Adam Fuller and I think the players that the defensive unit has the ability to do it this year.
Yeah, that's certainly I think the biggest storyline for this Memphis football team right now. I mean, historically the last couple of years they were one of the worst teams defensively in college football. This year they flipped that. Now again, we're only through 2 games and it's Ole Miss, a depleted Ole Miss and Southern. But can it be as simple as a coordinator change to transfer or to transform, a defense the way that it's happened? Can it be that simple?
It can, because I always say change is good, right? So you bring something in, you tweak a few things here, you get a little bit of a different defensive philosophy, a different voice saying it, and then you bring that in and you combine it with the experience. I mean, just look at the defensive line, Bryce Huff, Brian Goodson, Jonathan Wilson, Joseph Dorsius. Those are – that's a lot of experience. You got 3 Mike linebackers, J.J. Russell, Tim Hart, Nehemiah Augustus with experience. Austin Hall, which I mentioned, and the back end, Jacoby Francis, T.J. Carter, Sanchez, Blake, you got guys back there that can make plays, that are playmakers. So you tweak it a little bit, you give them a little different goal with a new defensive coordinator, and it's lights out. I really do think Adam Fuller can make that big of a difference.
We are, of course, talking to Rennie Ngolia. He's going to be on the call on ESPNU tomorrow afternoon, Memphis versus South Alabama. What do you see in Brady White? Because he's certainly a lightning rod a little bit here. I think Memphis fans have gotten spoiled a little bit with great quarterback play over the last 4 or 5 years. Paxton Lynch, who ended up being a first-round draft pick in the NFL. Riley Ferguson was a really good quarterback, and Brady White following those two. So he's subject to, I think, a very high bar. What do you like and what do you see in Brady White?
I love his poise. You know, I think he's experienced. He's been traveled, you know, he's traveled a little bit. He's played for some different systems, some different coaches. Great size, 6'3", 215, excellent arm strength. I think he's a little more athletic than people give him credit to. He can extend plays. You know, it's funny. You always hear the phrase game manager, and it's a knock on a quarterback. I tell people all the time, your quarterback better be a game manager. You don't think Peyton Manning was a game manager? So I think Brady White brings that experience to the offense, and now another year under his belt, under Mike Norvell's system, that's the leader you want. And you, I said it earlier, you need that. You can have all the other pieces. If you don't have the right quarterback leading the ship, you're in trouble. But Brady White is one of the better quarterbacks in the American, no doubt about it, and he's the right guy to run this offense.
Well, who's the right guy at UCF? You're watching, you mentioned it. You're in Orlando. You see them all the time. And of course, we've always got one of our eyes on them, trying to see how good they'll be. What's the deal down there? They've gone with a couple of different guys, three different guys. Who's the best bet?
Yeah, let me tell you guys something. Dylan Gabriel is the real deal. This kid's a true freshman from Hawaii, right? He broke Tua Tagovailoa all his records in Hawaii.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. He's just raw, right? But it looks like, from the people I'm hearing, Brandon Wimbush has been playing quarterback. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm – or been playing wide receiver. That's what I've been hearing. So it's crazy down there. They get DJ back, the quarterback that led them last year really after the injury.
It's
crazy that they are loaded back there. But they got so much skill, and they're just – that offense is so fast under Josh Heupel. The offense is just lightning. So, and they got a ton of running backs. So they're the real deal once again in the American. But believe me, Memphis has the team that can beat them, but they can't look ahead. Obviously, they don't play in the regular season. They wouldn't meet to the championship game. But UCF's loaded again. Listen, it's good for the American, right? You want teams that are up there fighting, right, for that top billing in the group of five. You know, Boise's off to a good start as well. But Memphis has everything in front of them to play for.
I think some of us in Memphis, maybe we were trying to convince ourselves that it was going to be Cincinnati's year over on that side. You say no, it sounds like.
Well, it's Cincinnati, and I will say this, and I said this at the American Conference Media Days too. If Cincinnati's going to win it in the East, mm-hmm. this is the year they're going to do it.
Right.
But I was just shell-shocked, as you guys probably were, how poor they played against Ohio State. It's just, you know, it's one thing to lose, and Luke Fickell's another really good coach. They got a lot of tools, but, boy, the way they got beat, I just kind of took a step back and said, okay, now maybe they'll bounce back, right, and get it going for conference play. It was Ohio State after all. But they get UCF on a Friday night, and I think if I'm not mistaken, I think that game's in a few weeks. So that'll tell a lot. But this is – if Cincinnati is going to win it in the East, this is the year they're going to do it. But what they showed me last week, I don't know. We'll see what happens this week.
It was thorough.
You're exactly right. That was definitely disappointing. We are, of course, talking to Rennie Ngolia. He's going to be on the call for Memphis, South Alabama, tomorrow on ESPNU. Rennie, as you know, Memphis is replacing two NFL players on offense in Darrell Henderson and Tony Pollard, as well as some offensive linemen as well who are getting shots in the NFL variously. What does it say about a program like Memphis? You know, this isn't Alabama where they're bringing in top five recruiting classes every year, where they don't just have stockpiles and stockpiles of talent, or at least they shouldn't, right? What does it say about Memphis that they can lose two players on offense to the NFL, two skill position guys, yet still look like offensively, you know, they're in the same stratosphere?
Yeah, I mean, Mike Norvell, and he's a good recruiter. I mean, I tell people all the time, listen, it's not rocket science in college football. You better be able to bring players in, right? And then you coach them up once they get in there. I mean, that's why Alabama and Clemson, you know, the rich get richer because they have such a big talent pool. The big difference between like a Memphis or a UCF as opposed to an Alabama Clemson is you really can't afford to miss, right? When you get your guys, listen, Alabama and Clemson, they can miss on 10 players. It doesn't matter. Memphis misses on 10 players, you're in trouble. So you got to be quality when you bring those players in. But you said it. I mean, you lose Darrell Henderson, you lose Tony Pollard to the NFL. You lose, I think the offensive line loss is kind of bigger because you build your teams from the inside out. But I think Parham and obviously the leadership of Woodard up there at center, they'll be good enough in the American. I'm a huge Patrick Taylor fan. I love big running backs, 6'3", 230. He's big, but he runs behind his pads. He's learned from a young age. I've talked to him before because he's always been tall, how to get low. And then I'm really excited to see Kenneth Gainwell run the ball. I haven't seen him before, you know, so I think it's going to be his show tomorrow. So I'm really excited to see him. And on the outside, you got good receivers back, Williams, Coxie, Jones, and you got some true freshmen in there that are competing. So, you know, I think he's done a good job, and it's the old cliche. You got to reload, and it looks like they have. And not to mention a couple really good tight ends, too, that Mike Norvell utilizes in his system.
Rennie, I'm curious. Has Big Pat, we call him Patrick Taylor, Big Pat down here, has he already proven to you at least, and I'm hoping to some experts as well, if he's proven it to you, that he is an NFL running back? I'm concerned that he's going to miss a big chunk of this season with whatever the injury is. They haven't been, you know, super specific about it. Concerned he's going to miss a little bit here, but I'm just wondering, has he already convinced folks, you know, that he belongs at that level? And maybe this is actually a blessing in disguise. You'll save a little tread on the tire for an NFL career. Just your thoughts on Big Pat and his chances as an NFL running back.
Yeah, I mean, he's convinced me. I mean, I think no doubt about it.
Okay.
Watching him last year, you can't teach the size, right?
Right.
The 6'3", 230 frame. And he's got good speed as well. And I like his vision. There's things, because I was a running back. I like to say I had a cup and a half of coffee in the NFL. So I've seen some big backs before. He has that vision that you don't teach running backs, the uncanny ability to just kind of feel. And when you do that with size, there's a premium on that. And I think, you know, he's going to be in the NFL. There's no doubt, but he's got to get healthy. And I think he's, you know, if he can get healthy, even missing, you know, a game or two here or there, if they can get him back, I mean, he's still going to be, to me, a 1,000-yard rusher this year. And he's going to be a very vital part of that offense. I mean, last year with Daryl and Tony as well, I mean, he still rushed
still
for 1,100 yards,
you
right? I think he had 18 total touchdowns. So Mike does a good job of getting all his skill players involved, and I think that's important. So now you add a Kenneth Gainwell, and you got a little different look with him at 5'11", 190, and then you got Big Pat, right?
Yep.
I think it's a great combination. I think all offenses that run the ball, you need that kind of yin and yang of that thunder and lightning, and they have it.
And then after this week, Rennie, Memphis is going to come back to Memphis, and they'll face Navy, which has just been a real thorn in their side over the last several years. I don't know how much Navy you've been able to watch so far, but does Memphis have the defense this year to really guard against that triple option, unlike maybe in years past?
Yeah, so I think it was, I want to say 2 years ago, Navy played Memphis in Memphis.
Yep, yep.
And I called that game, and Navy was like 6-0 going in. Something really good. And Chris Ball had a great defensive plan, and actually Austin Hall was a big part of that plan, and they beat Navy. Adam Fuller, here's the great thing, guys. He's got 12 days after this one tomorrow to prepare for Navy.
Yep.
Navy's going to be, you know, they're still going to run triple option. You want to talk about cleaning house, Ken Niumatalolo. So I did their game last year where they lost to Tulane at the end of the game, where Tulane went for two, and and Tulane, by the way, is my sleeper team in the West. But anyway, I digress. He cleaned house, Ken Niumatalolo. He's got about 8 or 9 new coaches on that staff, and he took it on the chin. He said it was all him last year, so no doubt Navy's going to rebound. They're not going to be the Navy of old. They're always a tough team to prepare for, and at least Adam Fuller's got 12 days to get ready for them.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's always a pretty good game, no doubt about it. Hey, Rennie, we appreciate the time, as always,
brother.
Man. We'll be watching tomorrow.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
He is Rennie Ngolia, going to be on the call. Memphis, South Alabama on ESPNU tomorrow. Do not miss that. Memphis is an 18.5-point favorite. We were talking earlier about that line.
Feels kind of big.
It is, because, I mean, I know Nebraska is not the Nebraska of old, but
well,
I mean
they started the year ranked and still Scott Frost.
Yeah, and they put up 21. They put up 21 points on the road at Nebraska. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
And, so, and outgained Nebraska.
Yeah, so like they're a competitive football team. You know, I don't expect them to like be up in the fourth quarter. You know, but I mean I think it's going to be a competitive game.
Again, I think the difference in this one and maybe where you're a little worried, you know, in previous years about this game and going out on the road is how well your defense is playing. I know you want to see this continue. It's only 2 weeks in, but wouldn't you rather have a defense ranked in the top 25 than the alternative and where you've been in the 80s and 100s? I mean, Adam Fuller has been worth every penny so far, and you'd like to see a Memphis team go down here on the road and hold that South Alabama team to fewer than 300 yards. I mean, I think that's reasonable. The way this team's playing, it looks like they're capable of doing that. And if they do, John, I think it's even more of a case. Again, this is a team that went over 300 yards on Nebraska. You can hold them under 300. It shows you how much progress you're really making. You can, again, use this as a measuring stick. This team played well against Nebraska.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.